Module 9, Checking for Readability. Once your proposal is written, it's time to check it for clarity and readability. This module will offer you some tools to do just that. Checking for clarity. Use the following checklist to help make sure your writing will be clear to your readers. Have I used words with their correct meaning and in their correct context? Have I used punctuation appropriately? Have I used jargon or slang? Should I explain myself? Have I used the active voice wherever possible? Are my sentences clearly constructed? Do my paragraphs transition well? Have I primarily used the third person? Does each paragraph have a logical beginning, middle, and end focused around one idea? Does each paragraph, subsection, and section tie back to the goal statement? Reading for your audience. As a final check for clarity, try to anticipate any questions that your audience may have. Things to check for include: have you used jargon that needs to be explained? Have you written at an appropriate level? Are all sections written for the correct audience? For example, if you have written a technical proposal, the body may be written for a technical audience, while the executive summary may be written at a higher level. Have you provided enough background information? Do your supporting points clearly lead to a conclusion? If at all possible, have someone similar to your audience read your proposal and highlight areas that need clarification. Using the Readability Index. Another tool for checking the clarity of your writing is the Gunning-Fogg Index. The index takes a sample of writing, performs calculations on it, and outputs the level of education, for example, grade 9, that a person will theoretically need to read it. Most business documents, including proposals, should be written at a grade 8 or 9 level. Here's how to use the index. First, mark out a full passage of about 100 words. Don't cut sentences off. Then perform the following calculations. Number 1, count the number of words. Number 2, count the number of sentences. Number 3, divide the number of words by the number of sentences. This will give you the average sentence length. Number 4, count the number of words with 3 or more syllables, also known as polysyllabic words. Exclude the following words: proper names, jargon, compound words, and words with a suffix, such as ing, es, ed, and etc. Number 5, divide the number of polysyllabic words by the number of words in the passage. Multiply by 100. This is the percentage of complex words in the passage. Number 6, add the average sentence length to the percentage of complex words. Number 7, multiply this total by 0.4 to get your Fogg factor. Case study. Larry met with Nina, who had read over the first draft of his sales proposal. From her compliments, it appeared that most of his proposal was well-written and answered the questions that his audience would want answered. Nina said, "May I offer some constructive criticism?" "Sure," Larry said. "I don't see how the proposal can improve without some criticism." Nina said, "I remember that you told me that you come from a background in technical proposal writing. While that definitely prepared you for writing a sales proposal, some of the jargon you used might be great for a technical proposal, but definitely stood out on this proposal." "What do you think I should do?" Larry asked. Nina said, "My advice? Either explain the jargon well enough that your customer understands, or just replace it altogether with sales terms." Larry took Nina's advice, and it improved his sales proposal.